This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. As a founding member of Curious Theater Company, Chip Walton has taken on numerous roles both on and off stage, from tending the box office to his current role as producing artistic director. Curious is the second largest professional theater company in Denver, and Walton sees it both as an incubator and an innovator. KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo spoke with Walton about its current play, which looks at the painful legacy of slavery in post-Civil War Richmond and about what's in store for the company's future.
Two criteria that I read that you use for selecting your work. One of them, you said you need to be moved intellectually and not just emotionally, provoked as well as entertained. Curious to see how you're defining the word entertained, though, because I feel like it's become somewhat of a dirty word in terms of entertaining being parallel for overly simplistic almost.
I think that's true. To me, the way I kind of differentiate the two is entertainment to me is about escaping. And we all need to escape from time to time. What we want to do is rather than having a traditional theatrical experience where you go into the theater, you see a play, when it's over, curtain comes down, you walk out, and you return to your real world, we want our work to go with you when you go into the real world. And so it's kind of the opposite of escaping. It's actually immersing yourself through the art of theater in the world, the contemporary world around you, and all the issues that it has.
Yeah. And looking at your season, the 2013-2014 season, you have this fantastic mix of politically driven, but also humorous plays. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about that sort of dynamic element over the course of a season, or are you just picking each new play as you find it?
I think that some of the plays that when I think about over the years that have been kind of the most typical Curious plays, find a way to do exactly what you said, which is to combine all of that. So to do, you know, a play that is about a real important social topic that has a real good sense of humor about it and is really insightful around that issue.
The Whipping Man, which you're co-directing, is a mix of, I think, both contemporary and historical issues. Why was it something that you thought was important to bring to the community?
I read this play the first time and I was like, I never had any idea about this historical fact, which was that there was a large concentration of Jewish slave owners in Richmond, Virginia during the Civil War. And the play takes place after that. You know, it just asks such profound questions kind of about the painful legacy of slavery and the challenges of newfound freedom and the historical parallels between what happened to the Jewish race as well as to the African American race in their vastly separate historical experiences. And so I read it and I just thought, well, if I didn't know about this, I can't imagine like I'm the only one that doesn't know about it.
Of course. Where would you like to take the company in the next 5 to 10 years?
We have a great education program called Curious New Voices, and one of the kind of the secret goals, it's not going to be secret anymore, is
we appreciate you sharing.
We want to one of our Curious New Voices graduates to write,
which is a group of players who are 15 to 21 years old, give or take.
Yeah, to write a Pulitzer Prize winning play and to have it produced at Curious. So, I mean, that's kind of one of those big, crazy, audacious ideas. But hopefully one day that might just happen.
What should art do?
It goes back to to one of your first questions. I believe that art needs to be able to clearly interact with the world, the contemporary world in which it lives. And that doesn't mean that it has to be a contemporary play. I mean, you can mount a Shakespeare production that has incredible contemporary resonance. But for me personally, it's got to make me think about something in a new or a different way. And that is what constitutes great art, in my opinion.
Chip Walton, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO.